welcome back once again. I hope you're enjoying working with submodalities, the building blocks of experience. Once again, these techniques give you the ability to take charge of how you code and store information in your mind and body, and really take charge of your mind. Now, there's another technique that I'm going to be sharing with you today, which is called a swish pattern. A swish pattern works with submodalities and is quite useful for changing minor states or behaviors. You can use this with yourself or with other people. This is absolutely a technique that you can utilize with yourself to give you momentum toward a compelling future, to break up an old pattern or an old habit that you're running. Now, remember, a habit is, think of a habit as being like a record. Now, this is when we're going to begin speaking about what we call pattern interrupts. And we're going to be starting to work with behavioral change with the techniques of creation technologies and neurolinguistic programming. So if you run a pattern or a habit, think of that as like playing a record. Like depression, for example, is a certain record that you might play. Or biting your nails is a certain record that you might play. So if you run that record over and over again, the question is, how do you change that record so that you can play a new record instead? Play a new tune. And this brings us to the notion of a pattern interrupt. A pattern interrupt is simply interrupting that record, scratching the record, if you will. And if you scratch that record enough times, you'll never be able to play it the same way again. Now, a swish pattern is an example of a pattern interrupt. Pattern interrupts are useful cross-contextually. In fact, there was at one point when Ronald Reagan was negotiating with Gorbachev, they found that they came to an impasse in their negotiations. And at that point of impasse, Ronald finally said, you know what? Let's stand up. Let's take a walk. What he was doing at that point was he was actually interrupting the pattern. So they were in a stuck state, and he was interrupting the pattern by changing what was happening, changing the internal representations, changing the thoughts, changing the external physiology. And when we change it, we interrupt a pattern that's being run. So a swish pattern is one of the means of interrupting a pattern.